Callaway is one of the many hep cats who stopped by at the Savoy Ballroom. Here's Roosevelt Wright to tell us a little bit more about the Savoy Ballroom.
Milroy Building started in 1929, and it's Dr. Miller and Dr. J.C. Roy. They erected the building as a enterprise, African-American business enterprise. It was one of the large buildings in a, what got to be known as the African-American business strip that ran from South 14th Street up to South 5th Street, and it was just a huge number of African-American businesses, from insurance companies to hotels to movies to pharmacists. And at the time it was built in 29, which is just a little bit before the Depression started, because they built this building thinking they were going to be able to financially make it work and make a big profit off of it. And boom, as soon as they built it, a couple of months later, the stock market crashed in 29, and they couldn't get the monies to do it. They ended up living in the building because they had to almost lose their homes. And one of the things that helped to save it was the Savoy Club, which
the ballroom on the third
which
floor.
Was on the third floor. And the Savoy ballroom was, which is what attracted many of the musicians that would later become nationally renowned, who were on the quote-unquote Chitlin Circuit.
It seemed like it was a pretty major stop on the Chitlin Circuit.
Yeah, it was. And in Monroe, you had two places it came to. One was the Savoy, and the other was Henry Carroll's Auditorium, which is located on what is now the campus of Clark Elementary School. But he had a large white auditorium over on the side, which many of these stars came to his place, and they also came to the Savoy. But most of them, the big ones, which we know now as the big ones, they weren't big then, but they came to the Savoy.
Who are some of the people that passed through here?
Just about all of the big names that we've known, especially the Louisiana ones, Fats Domino. But then you had Billie Holiday. Duke came before he had his big orchestra.
I'd make a million trips to his lips if I were a beer, because he's sweeter than chocolate candy to me. He's confectionery sugar.
Crowds
I never cheat on
everybody that
sugar.
Lived in the rural.
Because I'm too sweet on
it was
sugar.
The thing to come to the city.
It was the cultural center
of
the area.
Oh, well, I mean, it's big, giant dance floor, you know, with all these bands there. Louis Armstrong would come, that type thing. And I used to listen to the old men. They would sit around and tell you.